guys, it's Sonia, and welcome back to the You Are Blossoming podcast, where we talk about spirituality, self-betterment, and all of the things that actually matter in life. This episode is episode 14, and honestly, I just want to give myself a pat on the back for really dedicating myself to this podcast and posting consistently for the last 14 weeks. And this year, I've really been living by my phrase of overcoming my fear of failure and just going for it. And I've uploaded consistently for the past 14 weeks, and that's something that I'm really, really proud of. And if you can relate on that aspect of sometimes not having the motivation to see things through when you're not receiving the results that you want, I want you to keep going, and I want you to challenge yourself and know and give yourself the benefit of the doubt that you're going to succeed at whatever it is that you want. The fact that I'm very close to hitting my first milestone on this podcast of having 1,000 downloads shows me that with determination and commitment, you can make things happen. And so I want to thank you guys for listening to the podcast, sharing it in your stories, telling your friends, and letting me know that this podcast helps you. And the reason why I show up every single week, even though sometimes I do feel tired or I just want to put it off, I know that I have people that's counting on me. And knowing that I have people counting on me for this podcast is what keeps me going. And I just want to say thank you so much. This podcast is here to help you. It's here to help me. We're just here to spread good vibes with each other and to hold each other accountable. So today's episode is something that I think a lot of us can absolutely relate to, and maybe it's something that you're currently experiencing. And today we're going to talk about how to release any resistances that you may have and attract your desires with the law of attraction. First, let's start off by defining what resistance means. Resistance in the law of attraction means that you're having a belief or thought that's inconsistent with the goals that you are trying to manifest. In other words, if you have all of these goals and aspirations that you're working towards, but your mindset isn't in the right frequency or aligning with that highest version of yourself to attract those goals and manifest those goals, then you're creating a resistance between whatever it is that you want. Sometimes it may even look like you're doing everything right. You're practicing your rituals, like visualizing your goals or creating affirmations around those goals or even creating a vision board. But if your mindset doesn't match with the vibration of what it is that you want to attract, this can affect your ability to manifest your goals. When we are talking about mindset, we're talking about limiting beliefs. Are you operating in these feelings of doubt? Do you have a lack of confidence? Is there no clear direction on where you want to go? If you're experiencing these feelings on your journey of working towards your goals, then you're creating that resistance between the things that you desire. When you're operating from these limiting beliefs, you're holding yourself in this low vibration. And remember, as I always say with the law of attraction and manifestation, like attracts like. If you're constantly vibrating in this low frequency, this low vibration, you're only going to stay in that low frequency. Understanding the concept like attracts like is going to shift your perspective with working towards your goals and achieving and manifesting the things that you want tremendously. It's all about your mindset, your perspective, the way that you're feeling. Yes, some days you're gonna feel down and some days you may doubt yourself. But when you are feeling that way, that's when it's time for you to kick in that self-care routine and to always give yourself grace and to love yourself unconditionally, no matter what feeling you're experiencing throughout your journey. because when we don't act from a place of love, we're acting from a place of anger, frustration, and this keeps us in that stagnant energy. So to get yourself out of that vibration and to become an energetic match for the things that you desire, you have to channel the feelings of confidence, self-belief, love, and abundance. And as I said, it's okay to feel your feelings. I always say it, we have our feelings for a reason and we're meant to feel them, but we're not meant to be in a cycle of depression for our entire lives. Okay, it's important to nurture our soul and especially our mental health when it comes to working towards your goals and attracting the things that you desire. Because you can't attract anything from an empty cup. You have to fill your cup enough with the lovely potion of confidence, self-belief, love, and abundance in order for you to attract those things into your life. Sometimes we may feel like we're doing everything right and we're putting in the work and we don't have these negative thoughts around the things that we desire, but there could be a subconscious belief that's still planted in your mind from if it's something that you experienced during your childhood or being in your environment of being around your parents or your friends or just being exposed to other people's limiting beliefs that could subconsciously be planted in your mind is potentially holding you back. And so reprogramming your mind to release any of those thoughts of not feeling or being worthy enough to receive your goals is how you can remove the resistance. So the first step that you want to do in order to remove your resistance and attract your desires with the law of attraction, you have to identify the resistance. How are you feeling in your day-to-day? Are you avoiding the feeling of joy? Do you feel irritable and you find it hard to be happy, grateful, or present? If this is you, then there needs to be something that you switch and change in your daily routine to find that happiness again, to find that frequency that abundance, love, and confidence vibrates in. If you're avoiding these things, then more than likely you're operating in that low vibration, and so you're being stuck and you feel like the world may be working against you. But this is when you have to realize that you are a powerful magnetic being and you can decide whenever you want to shift out of those feelings. Sometimes it is easier said than done, and it does take dedication, work, and commitment for you to shift out of those feelings. Because when you're happy and you're grateful and you're present, you're going to feel that feeling a lot more often and you're going to attract more positive blessings and opportunities because that is the frequency that you decide to vibrate in. But if you're constantly operating from a place of lack and doubt and you don't have the self-confidence, then you're only going to notice the bad things around you. Learning how to shift out of that mentality and identifying the triggers and the things that makes you upset or drains your energy is really important. Another thing is, are you avoiding opportunities that help you grow, which can lead to change? If so, then this is the mentality that's holding you back. Change is scary for everyone. And I'm speaking from experience because I am a person where I like to be in control and I like to know when things are happening, but life doesn't always work out that way. And learning how to not obsess over being in control all the time, you're going to live a much happier, less stressful life because you're not constantly trying to control everything. Yes, change is scary, but this is what helps us become bigger, better, and stronger. And it also gives us the confidence and the experience that we need in order to advance and receive the goals that we desire. If we're staying in the same place and we're not open to change and we're not receiving the opportunities that only come once in a lifetime, then you're doing yourself a disservice by not accepting those opportunities. Because yeah, change is scary, change is hard, but change is also very beautiful and it's what helps you blossom into the person that you've always wanted to become, into your highest self, because you're giving yourself the trust and belief and knowing that even though that there is this change that's happening, I'm worthy and I believe in myself that I'll make it through. So that's the mentality that will really help you blossom and soar to new heights when it comes to change. Another reason why you may be creating a resistance between you and your desires is having low self-esteem and not believing in yourself. Having confidence and an inner knowing is what aligns you with the things that you desire. Because when we set our goals and we visualize them and we put in the work towards achieving them, but your inner feeling and inner knowing, you feel like you're not worthy enough or you don't believe in yourself, then this is the reason why you're not attaining your goals. It's because your feeling and belief about yourself doesn't align and match with the person that is going to receive that goal or is going to achieve whatever it is that they desire through the law of attraction, because you're not on the same wavelength. If you don't believe that you're worthy, then this is what's standing in between you and your goals. You have to believe that you are absolutely worthy at achieving anything that you set your mind to. But not only that, you have to commit towards those goals in order for those goals to happen. You can't just put it on your vision board and feel like these things are going to happen eventually. You also have to do the work. You also have to take the inspired action towards your goals. Because yes, the law of attraction is all about the spiritual aspect of setting your intentions, aligning with your intentions and your desires and attracting them. But it's also about putting in the work and having the commitment, the drive, and belief that you're going to receive your end goal. But if you have that low self-esteem and no self-belief, then that is the main reason why there is a halt on you receiving whatever it is that you desire. Now we're going to talk about taking action. If you're finding it hard to be happy, grateful, or you can't channel the feeling of abundance, like I said earlier, you have to change something in your day-to-day routine. This is what taking action means. Finding that inner peace, that love and joy. If you wake up feeling depressed, unhappy, not motivated, then there's something in your day-to-day routine that's holding you back from channeling the feeling of gratitude and happiness, love, joy, and abundance. To change up your day-to-day routine, maybe you meditate or you go see a therapist or you exercise. Creating a routine that you love is going to help you channel the feeling of gratitude and happiness, because when you wake up in the morning and you're excited and you set your intention that you're going to have a good day and you have a routine that you love, then you're going to operate in that state of abundance throughout the day. And little things, little obstacles that come at you aren't going to throw you off because you set the intention from the beginning of the day that you decide what takes your power away from you and what doesn't. So changing your day-to-day routine is really important. Finding something that gets you excited to wake up every morning is really important. And that's what's going to help you channel the feeling of gratitude. But if you're constantly operating from a place of lack, this keeps you in that stagnant energy, which is why creating a routine will help you so much. Maybe it's your job as well. Sometimes our job puts the stress on us and we find it hard to be happy because we're committing 40 hours a week to a job that doesn't make us happy. And if that is your situation, then maybe it's time for you to start looking for new jobs, switching your job, doing something new, again, changing your routine. Or if it's not your job, maybe you want to start finding a hobby that you like to do, expressing your creativity, or doing something that you've always wanted to do. Taking the action, the inspired action, towards bettering yourself and finding a way to express yourself in other ways will help you attract your desires much quicker. And the last thing is to reflect and move on. Forgive yourself for feeling the way that you do. Self-forgiveness is the most important thing that we have to do throughout our journeys, throughout our lifetimes, because yes, we've gone through things that maybe we haven't been proud of, or sometimes we wish we could take certain things back or do things over. But the reality is those things happened and we have to accept that, but we also have to forgive ourselves in the process. And understanding why you feel the way that you do and taking the inspired action towards outgrowing those feelings and embracing yourself with self-belief, trust, and the feeling of being abundant is going to remove those resistances between you and whatever it is that you desire when you're working with the law of attraction. It always comes down to gratitude. Practice gratitude. This helps you stay present and it aligns you with the energy of abundance. And when you align with this energy, you're allowing more of that energy to come to you. Going back to that concept of like attracts like. When we feel abundant, when we feel grateful and happy, we attract more of that energy. We become magnetic. But those positive things cannot attract towards you if you're operating in this low vibration, this low frequency, and not putting those expectations on yourself to achieve the things that you want in a certain time. Yes, it's important to have your goals. And if you do like to plan it out, whether it be 1 month, 6 months, a year, 5 years, if you don't hit your goals within that time frame, don't beat yourself up. Just reflect on it, move on, forgive yourself, and keep going. Continue to channel the self-belief because it's all about your perspective. It's all about your mindset. So to wrap up today's episode, I'm going to pull an affirmation card. Let's see what affirmation Spirit wants you to affirm today, this week, or whenever you are listening to this episode. Wow. Okay, this card flew out. When I'm tuned into the energy of abundance, I become abundant. This is everything that we've been talking about. When we're operating from a place of abundance, love, joy, and happiness, more of that feeling is attracted towards us and we become that. So remember, when you're feeling down, when you're feeling sad, feel your feelings, but shift out of them by creating a routine, a self-care routine that uplifts you and motivates you to keep going. Because even the most successful people, sometimes they don't have the motivation to wake up and do the things that they do. It is absolutely normal, and I don't want you to feel guilty if you lack motivation sometimes. But give yourself grace. Pat yourself on the back, look back at how much you've already achieved in your lifetime, and be grateful for all of the abundance that you've received. Because when you operate from a place of abundance, when you're in tune with that energy, you become abundant. So I hope this episode brought you some clarity, made you feel good, and motivates you to understand what's creating that resistance between you and the things that you desire. And by taking these steps, I promise you, you'll learn to let go of those feelings of self-doubt and the lack of confidence, and you'll blossom into the beautiful person that you've always wanted to become with all the confidence, with all the abundance, and all of the love and joy in this world. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it in your story. Tag me at Sonia X Sang and the You Are Blossoming podcast on Instagram. Share the good vibes of this podcast with your friends and uplift each other. If you've made it this far in the episode, I just want to say that I love you, and you know I'm always rooting for you, and we're all blossoming and growing together this year. I love you guys so much, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.